keepenglish.com.
Welcome to the final lesson of our free 7-day English course. If you've missed any of this week's lessons, or the active listening and active speaking stories, you can download them at the bottom of this page. These stories are just small samples from the True Stories Listening and Speaking Collection. To review, here are the key points we have talked about this week. Your attention is limited. Remember the card trick video we saw on day one? Don't miss the big picture. Focusing only on grammar and vocabulary will make you miss the big picture. We also learned that more English study is not the answer. You don't need to study more English. You need to use more English. The only way to improve your listening and speaking is to speak more and listen more. We also talked about how to do it. You need to have material that's at the right level. It needs to be interesting, and it needs to be easy. If it's easy and interesting, you can put in the time that you need to improve. Using the active listening and active speaking mini stories we sent you are a good place to start. You can find much more complete listening and speaking stories in our True Stories collection. The important thing is to use listening materials that you enjoy. When you find listening materials that are interesting, you'll enjoy listening many times, and you'll enjoy talking about them. We believe strongly that using English is much more effective than studying English. Therefore, you must share what you learn with others in order to re-experience the content and help you learn it more deeply. One way to do this, of course, is to retell the stories to your friends in your own words. And if you do not have English-speaking people to talk with, then use the internet. Send emails to your friends. Write about the stories on your blog or on your social networks, like Facebook. Try to communicate what you have learned in a way that interests others. This is how you will strengthen your understanding of the stories. When you're sharing what you've learned, you get a chance to practice the vocabulary and grammar structures that you hear in your listening materials. Don't worry, this is not something you have to try to do. Don't try to use any specific grammar or vocabulary. Using new vocabulary and grammar will happen naturally. If you are listening enough, this vocabulary will naturally become part of your working knowledge and come out in your speaking and writing when you're ready. You can't force this, and you don't need to force this. Just keep listening and speaking every day, and you will improve. Just make sure that you're working with interesting content that you enjoy, and learning will happen. Finally, take a look at our True Stories Listening and Speaking collection. These stories are carefully designed to help you understand easier, speak smoother, and improve your overall English fluency. We are so confident that our system will help you that we offer 100% money-back guarantee. If you're not happy, we'll give you your money back. Stop studying English and start using English today. Be the English speaker you want to be. If you choose not to try our True Stories listening and speaking collection, no worries. We hope the ideas we shared with you will help you with your learning. We want to continue to help you with your English goals, so look for our emails where we'll be giving you free advice and more free content. Also, stop by our Facebook page to get more tips and original English content. Thanks for becoming a Deep English member. Keep listening, keep speaking, and have fun.